This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Today I am joined by Christy and Andy, the Navin men behind Le Boom. You may know some of their dance tunes, and they've been taking over TikTok with their secret gigs as well. Thank you so much for joining me on the Hub this evening. Fill me in, first of all. You were just playing at Féile na Gcaillí and Beyond the Pale over the weekend. How were the vibes? Were there any standout moments?
Well, first of all, Friday was... that was Féile na Gcaillí, and I think, honestly, that one felt very, very special for us. It was like we grew up, obviously, speaking Irish, and then went to school in Rockhearn. And I suppose that's where we really kind of, like, I suppose it's just we had some class times there in Rockhearn. Both of us went to school there. And then, so I guess to get asked to come back and play at it, was just very exciting. And then to get back there and see the old school, see the all the familiar faces, and then just to be playing, it felt kind of like a home gig or something like that. And then I suppose it had the added element of it being our first ever show where we did it fully in Gaeilge, where everything was in Irish. So that had that kind of it was very fresh and new to us. So it was class. It was unbelievable, crack. Loved it.
It was great. Like, I think 5 minutes before we went on, I got pulled by a very familiar voice, which was my old Irish teacher. Both are old Irish teachers.
Yeah.
So just getting to chat to her beforehand was like a fairly surreal experience, but it was brilliant. Yeah, just being back, I suppose there's so much nostalgia attached to the place. And then, again, just, I suppose we'd speak a good bit of Irish together. And when we're away, you know, travelling around, playing gigs, we'd do a lot of our talking through Irish in the band. So I suppose getting just, it was kind of a bit of a dream come true to actually get to do the gig in Irish then as well.
I'm curious as to what inspired you to bring Gaeilge into your music. Have you grown up with Irish? Was it that wonderful Irish teacher that inspired you, or has it always been a big part of your lives?
Yeah, it's always been there. I think probably, I suppose, first of all, it's our parents really, like, you know, who kind of gave us the love of it. But then so there was a lot of Irish spoken at home. And then I suppose we went to school then went to a primary school in Irish in Scolena in Navan, and then went out to Rockhearn then in secondary school. So yeah, I suppose it was only when we were in Rockhearn that we got more into the kind of got introduced a bit more to the culture of it, and kind of, probably that's where it really, I don't know, we felt most inspired by it all. And I suppose, since then we've just kind of kept it with us. So then I suppose it was always a bit weird. People would be, they would often hear us say talking to each other in Irish in soundcheck. And a lot of people, we'd have a lot of people even in the music scene that would know we speak Irish and that we'd speak only Irish to them. But they were always probably a bit surprised that we never actually had released very many Irish. We've never released any Irish songs. And I suppose we would even have Irish songs in our live sets, but we would never have released them. That was kind of probably, it was kind of probably weird that we had never done it up until recently. So I suppose then getting asked to do Féile na Gcaillí was kind of the thing that kind of gave us an excuse to put a full Irish set together. And then when we did, we were like, oh God, why have we not been doing this all along?
It's been amazing to see Hot Gael Summer in particular go viral on TikTok, the Irish remake of Tinashe and Disco Lion's No Broke Boys, of course. But it's absolutely flying all over TikTok. We were chatting just before this interview about how it's coming up on my TikTok all the time. I've heard my friends talking about it as well. The big question, when can we get our hands on the full track?
Oh, stop. That is the question ourselves.
Soon. We are definitely working on it. Initially, we were like, okay, this will never happen. But then, like, Disco Lion started, like, reposting it to all his followers. Tinashe has been liking things, commenting on things, and they're all really into it. It's just, it takes a while because there's just so many other kind of loads of boring reasons why it takes ages. But it's definitely in the works, and like Tinashe is really behind it and Disco Lions is really behind it, so we're going to try and do it as quick as we can, but it just is going to take a while and it's wrecking
and you can hear some of it if you go into our SoundCloud, and that it is absolutely flying. I don't think we've ever had numbers like it on
literally put up like a minute long version of it or whatever on SoundCloud, and it's just been absolutely hopping since we did.
But if you really want to hear it, you can come to a show.
I was going to ask you about your gigs. How does one come along to one of your gigs? Because I know you have to sign up, it's a secret gig, there's a WhatsApp group, things like that.
Yeah, we definitely don't make it easy. I suppose we do play, obviously, big, you know, like our next Dublin show is in Vicar Street, and that's a public one, and it's up on sale and all that kind of stuff. And then obviously we play festivals and all that. But we just, I suppose, probably about a year ago, we started just putting on kind of pop-up raves and secret things. And initially it was just a kind of a way of, we just wanted to try new stuff out in kind of smaller spaces. Often the spaces weren't even proper venues. They didn't have security, didn't have all those things. So it was kind of just safer to kind of do them under the radar and kind of keep them kind of almost private. So too many people wouldn't turn up or whatever, different reasons. So that was what kind of started with the kind of keeping it all under the radar. But now we've just kind of kept it going. We've got another one now on in Dublin on Friday, which is all sold out and all that, but it's a fully in Gaeilge one, so a full Gael rave. So that'll be our first time doing a full kind of rave in Gaeilge. But yeah, how people get to it, they basically sign up to a, they just join a WhatsApp group, and it's just like a kind of a community of people, and we just basically drop the location and where we're going to be playing a few hours beforehand. And yeah, that's the crack. Then people turn up, and it's a vibe. Yeah.
The rest is history, I suppose. You are putting Irish music in clubs on TikTok everywhere at the minute. Do you think it's a revival or is it a total reinvention?
I think for us, it feels very, very exciting and fresh and new, to us, definitely. I don't, yeah, I guess, I suppose there is, you can feel it. There's definitely a mood, or there's something happening with Gaeilge in general. The obvious one with Kneecap and stuff, with their like global domination. But I suppose, yeah, so it's definitely, it feels like there's a real buzz around Gaeilge at the moment, which possibly wasn't there even maybe 5, 10 years ago. So it does feel very exciting, like a very, very exciting time for Gaeilge in general. Yeah, but I don't know. Is it, I don't, yeah, it feels fresh to us anyway.
It feels fresh, yeah. I suppose like the Irish language has been absolutely thriving in certain areas and in certain certainly in parts of the culture as well, where Irish has always been. But I suppose for us, it's like things like TikTok and things like Instagram. It means that more people probably are seeing those pockets of culture where Irish has always been strong, and it's just, I suppose, introducing it to people who maybe hadn't. Like we grew up going out to Rathcarn every day, so we knew that the Irish was absolutely alive and kicking out there. But I suppose, you know, for people who didn't spend their childhood there, it might, you know, they might have seen it. Whereas now, with things like TikTok and Instagram,
Yeah, more visibility,
more
yeah, in
visibility,
general,
like, you
yeah.
know, people are going out and visiting Gaeltacht areas a lot more and want to be part of it. And I suppose just people maybe are seeing the beauty, you know, maybe for the first time, or being reintroduced to the culture for the first for the first time in a while, maybe. So yeah, it feels so fresh to us anyway as well. We're just so happy that we're able to bring it into our music now recently.
It's been great to see the Irish language being so involved in our music, because it's something that I personally feel like it's been missing for a long time. So to see the likes of yourselves bringing it back and seeing it on TikTok, it's absolutely brilliant. But before I let you go, I want to finish up with a very quick fire question round. Are we ready for that?
Let's go for it. Go for it.
Okay, right. Your dream music collab.
Oh God. Charli XCX. No, I'm not joking. Yeah, that would be my dream.
I didn't think you were joking, to be fair. Absolutely
Oh, sure. Good.
iconic. favorite gig to date?
My 2 years ago, Beyond the Pale. Beyond the Pale 2 years ago.
Mine will be maybe my really recent one, Liverpool. Played Liverpool 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it was unbelievable.
What made them so special?
For me, Beyond the Pale one, I think it was just the biggest stage I had been on to. At that stage, it was a main stage slot. There was just a unbelievable beauty in that whole weekend. The people there, a few of my friends were seeing me for the first time, and yeah, it just kind of sticks out as a kind of a, oh wow, you know,
Yeah.
this is something I love doing kind of moment in my life.
I think the Liverpool one felt good because it felt honestly like we'd never played in Liverpool before, but then to go out on stage and get thousands of people at our show was incredible. And then I suppose as well, just feeling so at home in Liverpool, a place that we've never actually been, but feeling it just felt so Irish or something as well. I think that just we were kind of blown away by how familiar a place that we'd never been to felt. And that felt really, really lovely.
There's a lot of people from Ireland living in Liverpool as well, so I can understand what you're saying by that, for sure. What is the best Irish word people need to use more of?
Fruiterol. Let me see. What have we?
That's a problem.
Best Irish word people need to use more of. God Almighty.
I'm enjoying putting you on the spot. This is a lot.
This is. I feel on the spot. I'm so boring. I can't actually give you anything.
Yeah.
I wish I had something.
Like a word, I just think like schettamini. I just find it such a cute, ridiculous word. That it actually,
yeah.
Is. But I don't know if people need to use more. But
yeah. You need more anxiety.
Futhorol
is a funny one. Oh God, sorry. Can we pass on that one before we just become really boring? And
what does egg futhorol mean?
Just foothering around.
Foothering you know? Around the place, messing around. All right, I think now that's a good one, in fairness. For people that were on the spot, that was a good one.
yeah, it's really not, but go on.
My last question for you. One word to describe a la boom gig.
Fwinyuve, energy, I think, is the big one. Energy is what we always kind of aim for. Good energy.
Good energy.
Yeah, bad energy, yeah.
Good vibes only. Well, look, lads, thanks so much for hopping on the hub to have a chat with us all about Hot Gale Summer and everything still to come. I'm sure we'll be catching up with you again.
Okay, Gormila Mahal.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.